The Business News Desk on Stray FM.
And a welcome to the studio, Sarah Barry, the Managing Director of Stray FM, to peruse the business stories of the week. Beaming smile, ready to go.
Yeah, I'm smiling because we've had some sunshine today.
No, it's nice.
Isn't it lovely?
I've got the blind shut at the moment. But
it was really nice, wasn't it?
It was really nice. It was a lovely day. It's going to get warmer as well.
Yay!
Let's have a look at these top stories. Not all sun-filled and fun-filled. We've got a big story with Asda and Slimming World this week. So Leeds-based Asda are facing a bit of a challenge from Slimming World over its own brand products. This is interesting.
Yeah, it's a bit of a tongue twister, is this actually? Yeah. So we've got a bit of a legal wrangle going on between Slimming World and Asda, because Asda have launched their own ready meal range called Slim Zone.
Right.
And what they're saying is that, this is Slimming World, are saying that Asda are using Slimming World's trademarks on the products to help promote and sell them, presumably. Mm. Their trademark is extra easy and free. And apparently this appears on the Slim Zone range of products. Haven't seen it myself. Do probably need to, but I haven't. But yeah, clearly Slimming World, they've built this brand up over 47 years, they're saying, so they have now taken legal action, and they are asking Asda to remove this from their products, as you would expect.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens with that, because that could potentially be quite big, really, because Slimming World are quite a powerful company, aren't they? Next after Weight Watchers, I would imagine.
It's up there, isn't it? As I know people who are on it, you know, it's one of the most talked about plans and all the rest of it. So I can see it from both sides. From Asda's point of view, they're saying, look, the customers have asked them for more healthier products and to save money. And this is what they're delivering. So I think we'll just have to see what happens.
OK. In good news, Carter Jonas, they're expanding their Harrogate team, aren't they?
Yeah, I think it's really good news, is this. So they've appointed somebody called James Spencer. So James is going to be heading up their town centre sales. So they're saying that this has come at a time where the market is really buoyant. So it's really good, I think, a good message to send out there that they're expanding and investing in their team, because things are looking up in the property market, particularly for Harrogate Town Centre. So it's a good decision and a big one.
And also we've got here as well, now Norse helped us with our Eat Local campaign back in September. Yeah. There was some great vouchers then. They went really quickly because it's very popular. But Norse are looking to move now, aren't they? But they need help with this.
Yeah, so Norse at the moment are what you'd call a pop-up restaurant. So they appear, you know, now and then, if you like, at the... It's the Baltazans
That's
Cafe.
The one, yeah.
Have I pronounced that correct?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Yes, it's
if not, Paul will let us know.
Yeah, it's named after Paul's grandma, I think, isn't it? Well, certainly a relative is the Baltazans. So they're now wanting a more permanent fixture in the town, because it's clearly gone really well. They've already got investment from private investors, local investors, that is, and they need another £20,000 to top this up in order for this to happen. So they're now looking for people to come forward and help with this crowdfunding campaign, which seems to be the thing to do, doesn't it?
It's like you can be a part of it. I know over the weekend I was at a place called Brewdog. I don't know if you've heard of that, but it's like a craft beer thing where people have been crowdfunding money into it. It's one of the biggest crowdfunding projects around at the moment. So it seems to be this thought of, you can own a little bit of this. You can have a little bit of this.
I think the good thing for this is they've already proved there is an appetite. Oh, gosh, pardon the pun. But
that
there is an appetite for this restaurant, because it is different. We have got an awful lot of restaurants and really, really good ones, haven't we, in Harrogate. Very, very fortunate. And this one just offers something a little bit different with their Norwegian techniques.
Definitely.
So, yeah, really interesting concept.
Bro, some great stories there. Sarah, thank you so much for coming in again. I know how busy you are, so we really appreciate your time.
The Business News Desk on Stray FM.